This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org. That's the number 75radio.org. Mr. Yerkew, are you with us, sir?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. I'm right in.
Okay, okay, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing all right, man. This May pollen down here in Tennessee just kicks my ass every year. So just like last week, I'm not sniffing nothing but snot, I promise.
Right, and the allergies are terrible up here in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area.
Well, that's pollution. That's pollution. Right. And all the stink the Democrats are giving off.
Right, this is, after all, the swamp. But anyways, special hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and a woman from the Yonadasis, New York Fire Department. Also, like always, we start every show off with reading of members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Chief Deputy Sheriff Jody Wayne Cash of the Callaway County, Kentucky Sheriff's Office. End of watch, Monday, May 16th. 2022. He was escorting a prisoner in front of the sheriff's office in the building, and some third person came up and shot Mr. Cash, shot the prisoner, and that person is no longer with us, thankfully. Anyways, Walt, we've been doing this for 4 years, and mostly it's been bad news, unfortunately, but that's the way the world works. But I finally have some good news. First off, Dateline Alexandria, Virginia, in the metropolitan D.C. area, a couple dozen miles from my house, in the Delray neighborhood, which is a very uppity, upper-class neighborhood, three youths who could be Obama's sons, if he had sons, attempted to carjack a motorist at a gas station at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a bright sunny day last Friday, and this time the victim was carrying.
What did you say? Did you say?
Three Utes. If anybody remembers the movie My Cousin Vinny from, that was 28 years ago. Vincent LaGuardia Gambini talked about two Utes leaving the convenience store. But anyways, three Utes decided to carjack this motorist going about his business. And the motorist had a firearm that was registered, and he was allowed to carry, and he returned fire. So out of four Utes, one was DOA at the scene, one was shot and taken to a hospital, and two others were arrested for carjacking. And what's funny is that nobody's saying a word of Black Lives Matter and, racist, this, that, and other thing. But we don't know who shot at the Utes. But kudos for legal firearms owners. Of course, any decent human being, especially if you're American, support the Second Amendment. And here's reason: $1.6 billion to support the Second Amendment. And if you have the ability to carry concealed, carry open, by all means, do it. A second piece of good news: the Department of Homeland Security disbanded the Disinformation Governance Board. AKA the Ministry of Truth. Once it came out that this governance board was supposed to fight disinformation and the head of the governance board was on social media putting out this information, people obviously had a field day. And so thankfully, it's being put to bed for now. Look for another crisis to happen before they drag this puppy out. Well, any comments on our wonderful good news?
Yeah, that civilian's got one hell of a nerve being out in broad daylight in the car at a gas station with a gun on him, you know? He's got some hell of a nerve.
Right.
That's my sense of humor.
Right.
That well, was supposed to be humor because he took care of business. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be able to be out in the middle of the day. You're supposed to be able to go to the gas station, you know, unscathed, you know, unblemished, untouched, you know, unharassed. But if you are, you know, you have your two friends, Smith and Wesson, to take care of business. Or in, as they say in the hood, take care of business.
Right. But Walter, let's play devil's advocate. What gave this motorist the right to carry a firearm while going about his personal business? What gives him the right?
Ah, man, Second Amendment. The Second
yep,
Amendment.
You would be says, correct. It's a trick question.
It's stands,
right.
It'll stand forever. I don't give a good God darn what this guy in the White House does. That Second Amendment is gold. Come bank on that every time. As long as you're in the right, as long as you're in the correct capacity of your own mind, and not acting out of any kind of vengeance or revenge, if you're protecting yourself and your family or protecting others, which is covered by the Good Samaritan laws, you're 100% correct in laying somebody down for eternity.
Right. And it's the old adage they taught us in the police academy. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Now, if you looked at the size of yours truly lately, I'd be carried also by 12. But that's for something different. But I'd rather take that option. And also, depending where you said firearm, you know, if I got a good bunch of good conservative people, I'd be good to go. But if I did have a legally licensed firearm, and especially in Northern Virginia, which is more and more like back home, then I have a 50-50 chance. Now, where I live, I got about a 60-40 chance. But anyways, so that's the good news. You got some good news, by all means, send it info@75radio.org, because, Lord, we need it. But I'll have some better news later this year if all goes well. But anyways, moving right along, let's get into this thing we call life. And with that, we're going to come to our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about just the people that we look up to, that we should look up to. Also, POS in Buffalo and anything else we can think of. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We usually do talk about this country going right to hell. Now, back in the day, we used to look up to, remember, honor, worship heroes, people that made a difference, people who went the extra mile, people like Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, George Patton, Alvin York, Audie Murphy, so on and so on and so on and so forth. Hell, Rudy Giuliani.
Abbott and Costello.
Anyway, say again?
Abbott and Costello.
Right, Abbott and Costello. Even the Three Stooges. But anyways, today, May 21st, 2022, is the 50th birthday of one Christopher Wallace. Now, Christopher Wallace is also nicknamed the Notorious B.I.G. He will not be here for his 50th birthday, as he was killed in a drive-by shooting back in 1997. Now, this dude was born in poverty in the projects of Brooklyn, got involved with drug gang, and then made records about women, dope dealing, and ghetto culture, and then he made it big. And instead of making a difference and say, you know what, let me get out of this drug game, or the game, and all this foolishness, let me go move out of the hood, take care of my mom, maybe start a family, and do something for himself. No, he kept doing what he's doing. So, anyways, he assumed room temperature and is buried in the ground at an early age. But this year, the entire city of New York and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, or New York City Transit Authority, is celebrating this wonderful individual's 50th birthday. Now, the MTA is selling Metro cards, or fare cards that you use to enter the system, the subway system. They're selling these cards at stations in Brooklyn where Wallace used to live, with his picture on it. And they got a picture of, this is Metro card on the front, and on the back is a picture of Wallace's big fat face and a crown that's on sideways, like he's a king pimp or something. But on the website, I said, why bother selling the cards? Because his fans don't pay to ride the subway anyhow. So they're going to be doing something at the Empire State Building, put, I don't know, black lighting in at the Empire State Building and playing his records and all this other foolishness. But, you know, Wallace would live by the gun, and he literally died by the gun. And, you know, he could have made a difference in his neighborhood that was just filled with other dope dealers and just criminals and hair bags, as we used to say. But he decided to be a thug, and he died a thug. But anyways, I can think of hundreds of people more deserving of a celebration in the city of New York, including the 343 souls lost on that Black Tuesday. Now, Wallace was a drug dealer. He turned rapper, still lived like a drug dealer. Now, rock stars, they don't die of gunshot wounds. They usually die of overdoses. Jim Morrison, Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix, a whole bunch of other people. Dwayne Allman and Barry Oakley, they died on motorcycles, so on and so forth. But anyways, Wallace is not a hero. He's not a pioneer. He's not a trailblazer. He didn't invent rap music. He didn't make, he made good rap albums. Again, I'm not a fan of rap music, but if he was alive today, he'd get very little fanfare. He'd be like a Chuck D or whatever. So, all right, it's 50th birthday. He'll have a party or whatever. But anyways, like I said before, we used to look up to people like Columbus, Magellan, Edison, Tesla, Henry Ford, George Washington, but we don't anymore. You know, we looked up to the people who were smart, brave, honorable. But now we just look up to just dope-dealing rappers just mumbling songs and you know, dying early and having beef, having issues with other rappers for whatever reason. Because him and Tupac Shakur, both of them are multimillionaires, and they're going to sit there and argue over God knows what. But you got guys like Wiles as a hero and Bruce Jenner who's a hero, but you know, George Patton can go to hell. And in fact, speaking of heroes, I work in my other position. I work with a guy who is on, he's a reservist. He was active duty. And one day I called him Alvin York. Hey, what's up, Sergeant York? He's like, who? Alvin York. Who's that? You never heard of Alvin York? He's like, no. Wait a minute. I said to this kid, you went to basic training, learned about Army history, customs, traditions. They never, ever, ever told you about Alvin York? He's like, no. I was like, oh, my God. So that's where we're headed. The Army doesn't even talk about their heroes anymore. Well, what say you about Mumbles, Wallace?
First of all, you know, Chris Wallace, Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, you know, Fat Albert, you know, all these names, you know. You know, it's like this. People just don't understand that Biggie Smalls, you know, didn't die. He never got murdered. You know, like I said, and I've been saying ever since Con Air came out, that movie with what's his name? Nicolas Cage. You know, there was a debut. And it was a skinny Negro, according to one of the corrections officers in the movie. You know, Biggie Smalls just lost a lot of weight, and he became Dave Chappelle, you know. And you know, and then, you know, it was like 10, 12 years ago, Dave Chappelle disappeared for a couple of years or something. And, you know, yeah, he was putting on weight again. And, he started looking like his old rapping self. So, you know, he had to take a hiatus from performing and get back to being Dave Chappelle instead of becoming, you know, Biggie Smalls. You know, there was that movie, you know, they made that movie Fat Albert. And, you know, a little makeup, you know, Eddie Murphy proved a little makeup. You could look like anybody. So, you know, you know, Dave Chappelle put on a little weight and put on some makeup and he played, you know, Fat Albert, right. You know, which in real term was Biggie Smalls. Now, you know, you mentioned Tupac, you know, Tupac just, you know, he's still out there. He's still kicking. He had a lot of surgery, to get all the tattoos, like, you know, Thug Life off his stomach. He had it tattooed up on and wearing Elfa Merch's bandana on his head all the time. You know, now he's just in the South Pacific, you know, he's just hanging out with all them Southeastern Asian women down there, and because he likes that. So you know, these guys aren't dead, you know, they're idolizing all these people, you know, just like Elvis wasn't dead. He's probably dead by now, but you know, Elvis didn't, you know, die back in 77. He's probably dead by now. He'd be what, 87 now. So yeah, these guys are alive and well, you know, they tried to become, you know, part of that, you know, 27 club, you know, that's who you work for. You work for somebody called Death Row Records. And, you know, your number's going to come up. So, you know, they put somebody in their place and they got whacked and they just moved off to a beach somewhere or became Dave Chappelle, you know. So it's all good. You know, It's a shame, you know, that people believe that these guys are dead and they're putting them up on pedestals. And, you know, they weren't nothing but thugs themselves. You know, I know a lot of thugs, you know, who were, you know, better people than you know, this guy, you know, which, you know, like I said, he's not even dead.
Right.
But it's just another reason to. What's that?
I said, you heard it here first, folks. Christopher Biggie Smalls Wallace is Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he went to see, you know, Dr. Now down there in Houston. You know, he was one of those first, you know, 600 pounds weight loss things. So he, you know, he carved the way for all these other, you know, big people. So, yeah, he's alive and well. He's doing the Vegas circuit and, you know, some of the, you know, the Apollo Theater and stuff like that. So he became a comedian. You know, he wasn't that good of a rapper, you know, but he's a funny comedian. He's a funny, and he was good. I liked him in Con Air. You know, that was good. Yeah.
You know? Why? Because they dropped him from a plane?
Yeah.
Anyways, coming up next, can't believe we're already at the halfway point. That's why this is the fastest hour in radio. Anyways, we're talking about Sports Illustrated and the slob that they put on its cover, and also the slob in Buffalo, and then anything else we can come up with. But anyways, this is our radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take away.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack will be laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market buying groceries last weekend when she was killed. The Syracuse area native moved to Western New York a decade ago to take care of her brother as he fought leukemia. Robbie, as he was affectionately known, as being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. A tornado that touched down in Gaylord, Michigan, northwest of Detroit, killed at least 2 people and injured more than 40. The twister hit the town Friday. Video posted online showed extensive damage along the city's main street. A shelter has been put in place at a church. The last time Gaylord had a severe windstorm was more than 2 decades ago. A state of emergency has been declared for Otsego County. Wall Street finished the week, again, in the loss column. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now. Which spells 800 BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Russia has cut Finland off from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles, and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. A former police lieutenant in South Florida will spend the rest of his life behind bars for molesting 2 young girls. Braulio Gonzalez worked for the Miami-Dade Police Department until he was arrested in 2018. After a girl told a psychologist that he fondled her several times between 8 and 10 years old, she also told an interviewer with the State Department of Children and Families that he pointed a gun at her and threatened to kill a relative if she told. The jury 3 months ago convicted Gonzalez in 15 minutes. The Dow for the week closed down 943 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
We'll be right back.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We talked about one loser that the city of New York is celebrating at, and it's not me. Anyways, moving right along, we talk about how America now celebrates mediocrity or below mediocrity or people who just don't try to be extraordinary. Sports Illustrated became woke. This magazine is owned by Time Warner, Discovery Media. And anyways, years ago when this country had balls big enough to come in a dump truck, to quote one Terry Funk from the picture Roadhouse, Sports Illustrated gave us a swimsuit issue that came out in February. These are the most gorgeous women in the world in the most beautiful places, wearing the most skimpiest and happen to be very expensive swimsuits. And of course, this is the biggest best-selling issue every year for Sports Illustrated. Anyways, you had men that would salivate. Karen's mother would complain about it, saying it's degrading to women. And then young boys would, never mind. But anyways, that dump truck that Terry Funk was talking about went over a cliff years ago. Now, Sports Illustrated gave us some hot women in the magazine, as well as fatsoes and now trannies. And this year is no exception. Sports Illustrated released three different covers on the swimsuit edition, which now comes out in May. And one of them is a lady that's like 74 years old and reminds me of my mother and has about the sex appeal of my mother. Now, you know, I get a kick out of older women if they're sexy, but, you know, when you look like somebody's grandma, and you're not sexy. And then they also have a fatso on its cover. I should say flatso, because unfortunately for some women, you can be fat and have small cans. In fact, I'm looking on the website right now of a picture of this flatso. Got a big gut, and her mammaries are smaller than mine. But so anyway,
not saying much,
right? But that's all the left is. Like, you know what? We're going to take away these gorgeous, beautiful women that women want to be, guys fantasize about, wish they could become, and, you know, work hard to meet. Because, I mean, if you're a hot girl, you're not going to go around some slob who's got no money. So, you know, if you're a slob, have money. Or if you're not a slob, be decent looking or something. But anyways, you know, this is part of the indoctrination. You know, we got trainees, we got old people, we got fatos, TV, we got, we're recasting, rebooting shows and movies with black characters instead of white characters. I mean, you got, what was that movie, Annie, which came out in the 80s, just directed by John Huston, and had Albert Finney and Carol Burnett, which my daughter still loves. And then you had the reboot with Jamie Foxx and some unknown colored girl and just some trash. You also have, what was that movie, TV show? Wonder Years, which took place in the 60s. Some kid growing up in the suburbs of the 60s. It's all right. But now they got it cast as a black family, so I'm sure they live next to a bunch of white racist people. And then, but back in the 70s, you had a reboot of The Wizard of Oz with an all-black cast of musicians from the Motown record label, which is, anyway, it is what it is. Just think of they take the Soul Train to Wizard of Oz. But anyways, but, you know, for Sports Illustrated, you know, this is, they're on life support, just like Newsweek and other print media, newspapers or whatever, because, you know, people have the whole world in their hands in their telephone. But, you know, instead of putting out something that you only can get in a magazine, like these drop-dead gorgeous women in these beautiful places, oh, we'll put some fatals on, we'll put, like, senior citizens, you know, AARP members on, we'll have dudes on, and so on and so forth. But anyways, you know, magazines are going away, the A-Track and the Telegram, and they keep doing it to themselves. Well, what say you about these flatsoles and trainees and old ladies on cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition?
You know, I just don't see anybody buying magazines anymore. How are these people still in business? You know, who in the world goes to a doctor's office and picks up a magazine now? You know, you got your ear buried in your phone or your face buried in your phone. So, these people are going to go out of business, you know, like a lot of other magazines. Or they're just going to go by the wayside and become, you know, bird cage paper or something.
Right.
I just don't understand why people say, hey, you know, the LGBT, you know, thing is in full swing now. Let's find some fat, ugly ass tranny and put them on the cover of Sports Illustrated in a bikini. You know, who the hell comes up with these ideas? You know, that's stupid.
You know who doesn't come up with these ideas? Like red-blooded, straight Christian conservative American men. You know,
They're not going to make any money. They're not going to make any money. They do that kind of nonsense so they could, you know, when they rub elbows with each other and, you know, God knows what else they rub with each other at parties and stuff. You know, did you see what I put on the cover of my magazine? You know, it's just so stupid. Now they got to outdo each other. You know, what's next?
Right. And then they call each other brave. Oh, you're so brave putting a transgendered person on your magazine or a plus size. They don't call them fat. They call them plus size. I guess I'm
real trailblazing move they made, you know, to go straight down the toilet because ain't nobody going to buy that stuff. You know, it's like when Brokeback Mountain come out 20 years ago or so. You know, they asked President, George W., you know, how does he feel about that movie Brokeback Mountain? And you know what he said? He said, well, if they want to learn about ranching, I can teach them about ranching. Other than that, you know, cowboy's a cowboy. And, the community back then, the LGBTQ, RSP, MIA, GHT community, they got all bent out of shape when it wasn't nominated for best picture at the Oscars. I remember when it wasn't. You know, they said, "Oh, that was a safe choice." That's all you heard all day long. You know, in a male voice's lanky kind of wanting to be a female voice. That was a safe choice. And, of course, I can't do that kind of a voice very well because I'm a real freaking E-man.
Right. And that movie came out at the same time as Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ, which got absolutely snubbed. But my wife wanted to rent that piece of trash movie, and we watched about 30 minutes of it. And the two main characters played by Jake Gyllenhaal and that dude who played the Joker on Batman, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
These guys were so not gay. I mean, just they're supposed to play gay guys, but you could tell they're not gay. And so it's, you know, they did a terrible job of playing gay characters. Just as like, this was trash. That's some garbage.
So we turn it off and probably watch like The Departed or something. But anyways.
No, I mean, you know. It was supposed to be some kind of breakout kind of movie, you know, for Brokeback Mountain. It's supposed to be some kind of breakout movie or something, and it took, you know, a long time. But that was at the point when that part of that community was trying to, shove it in our faces about, you know, well, it's out there. That's fine. Keep it out there. You know, I don't want it on my television. I don't want it on my screen. I'm not going to pay $20 to go to a movie and see two guys making out. It's just not my thing.
Right.
You know, if somebody else wants to do that, go ahead. You know, go ahead. Just don't need it, you know.
Right. Or like in the TV show South Park, they had a film festival come to South Park, and the kids that were in the movies watched all these avant-garde movies or artsy-fartsy movies, and one of them was like two gay cowboys eating pudding. And the characters are sitting watching. I should be watching this. And it's just funny as hell. And a couple years later, it comes to Brokeback Mountain. But anyways, Moving right along before next commercial, I want to talk about this jerk in Buffalo and Joe Biden. Real quick, the shooter, Peyton Gendron, is not a smart man or brave man. They say he's conservative, but he could, as 180-page manifesto, he said he was a socialist communist. But anyway, this idiot goes to a nuts. Of course. But anyway, to come back, we'll talk about the shooting in Buffalo with Joe Biden and whatever else we can squeeze in. But this is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
We are back. I can't believe we're at the end already. But anyways, before our wonderful sponsors, including Salem Media's 2000 Mules feature film available in theaters and on demand now, came on, we were talking about the Buffalo shooter, some kid named Peyton Gendron, 18 years old. He's not, actually he's not a kid, he's a man, but then anybody younger than me is a kid, which is a lot of people. But anyways, the media said he was a conservative, which he wasn't. He declared himself a socialist or said he was a socialist. But, you know, this guy reminds me of, Dylann Roof. He went to God's house to kill people in God's house, and, everyone wished Dylann Roof a quick and painful execution, except me. I hope Roof talked about race relations with the other inmates and general population. But anyways, this guy, Gendron, he went and shot up a supermarket. You can go to corner drug dealers. You can go and hang out with gangbangers or Christopher Wallace's fans. But he went to a supermarket on a Saturday afternoon. Now, who goes to a supermarket on Saturday afternoons? Working people. So this wonderful individual shot and killed working people. But what's funny is that they had a armed security guard inside the top supermarket. My question is, why would you need a armed security guard in a supermarket, especially on a Saturday afternoon? But anyways, they were hoping that you had a white guy shoot up these people. So, of course, the same narrative came out. We heard time and time and time again. I don't have to look it up. You know, is racism. The kids are racist. Or I keep calling kids. The man's a racist. Want to kill black people. It's white supremacy at its best. We need gun control. This, that, and the other thing. Nothing about mental illness. Meanwhile, you had a shooting in Texas where a black man shot and injured Asian women. He went to a beauty parlor. This big, tough guy down in Texas went to a beauty parlor and shot women getting their hair done, doing nothing, just going about their business. And then you had an Asian man go to an Asian church and shoot up Asian people. But that didn't come out because it doesn't fit the narrative. And then Joe Biden flies to Buffalo, and the healer of absolutely nothing said that that is social media, and social media is to blame, and white supremacists on social media to blame. Well, Joe, we had mass shootings well before social media. Columbine happened in 98, 99. We didn't have Twitter back then. And then he said white supremacist is like the greatest scourge in American history, and we need to wipe out white supremacy, and all it would be well. Well, I mean, whatever, because, you know, white supremacists is the boogeyman. Any problem, you can blame it on white supremacy, because there's probably about a dozen white supremacists out there who have absolutely no power in the first place. So instead of white supremacists, just the racist, because if people think like, oh, well, white people are better than everybody else, obviously, then I look at the Asian community, who's much smarter and richer and well-to-do than yourselves, but that's another story. So Joe Biden wants to stick it down social media. He wants to stick it to white supremacists. So, again, you know, look for DOG, go after the boogeyman white supremacists, just like they did on January 6th and down in Charlottesville. But, I mean, if you look at the news, do your research, most mass shooters are not white males. They have any black males. And there's a shooting in Louisiana where a number of people were shot. I don't think any of them fatally, like 10, 13 people were shot. And the police did not declare a mass shooting. Why? Well, we all know why. But anyways, Joe Biden just, again, dividing us even further instead of uniting us. Blame white supremacists. No, blame guns, ban guns, blame social media. And I think that the reason why Biden brought up social media is because Mr. Musk is not only looking to buy Twitter, and probably in cash, but he says he's done voting for Democrats because they're Democrats. But anyways, that's what I have to say about Buffalo. It's just a sad situation, and politicians just make it worse. Oh, well, what say you about Buffalo?
Well, if this person, targeted black people, and what's that got to do with me? I'm white, okay, but what's that got to do with me? And I hear this, rhetoric on social media. Because I'm white, it has something to do with me. Because I'm white, hell, man, that's ridiculous. I'm 1,200 miles away from Buffalo. What's that got to do with me? Okay, because earlier this month you had the subway guy, who's African American, and they caught him. That was it.
Right.
You didn't hear anything about Black Panthers any kind of warfare with the BLM and Black Lives Matter and all. You didn't hear none of that stuff. The guy's in jail, has been denied bail. He didn't kill anybody, but the guy was a terror. And how did he get missed on radar with all his social media and YouTube things? This kid, they're going to make him out to be the representative of white people, like they tried to do with Dylann Roof, like you mentioned, when he murdered those nine people, because he was white and they were all black. If it's such an issue, and it is, of these white extremists, okay, they put some money down
and go after them. And the same thing with black extremists and Oriental, Asian, you know, brown. Go after them. Don't say, you know, fly up there and say, oh, it's a horrible thing, white supremacists. Everybody forgets that this guy Biden called Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist. You know, he's a 17-year-old kid that had a rifle that was getting his ass kicked and was defending his life. You know, like,
not to interrupt you, remember George Zimmerman? They tried to call him a white supremacist, but then they turned out, and his last name is Zimmerman, so he was a white Hispanic Jewish supremacist.
Yeah, so, the things that come out of these politicians' mouths, you know, they just need to stay out of law enforcement. They need to stay out of the criminal aspect, unless it's a federal thing. If the feds want to charge him after New York State charges him, you know, with the racial crimes, to me that's a waste of money, because he's going to get convicted one way or another. Either he's going to, you know, plea out, or he's you know, going to get 10 life sentences, you know, given to him without parole. So it's a waste. Those laws are on the books to satiate, you know, the different communities that it happens to. Did he kill these 10 people because they were black? Yeah, probably. You know, that's a good bet. But should the government also prosecute? You know, why can't they just include it, you know, at the state level, or send them over to the feds and let the feds try them? So, you know, it's just when politics get involved, it costs us money. it's to the point where I remember when Timothy McVeigh blew up the Murrah building, you know, in OKC. And, you know, that afternoon on the news, Clinton said, you know, this man will be caught and the punishment will be swift and severe. And it kind of was, but it was just by dumb luck that he had a license plate that was falling off and he got pulled over by some Yahoo state trooper in the Midwest. So that was by luck that they caught him so quick. But the punishment was swift, certain, and severe. He paid for that nonsense with his life. So can this government execute this guy? I don't know. I don't know. The laws change every time Pelosi opens up a freaking mouth about stuff. So, you know, of course, Chuck Schumer was up there, probably, you know, gave the wrong name of not only the assailant, but of the victims, you know, like he did with the George Young Floyd thing, you know, him and Pelosi.
Right.
So, you know, the politics gets involved. It's just, you know, you can have too many blades on the fan and you know, it makes noise. I just don't like the idea of Biden, you know, just spewing out white supremacy every time, you know, a white person shoots a black person or another person of color. He's the one that used the N-word. He's the one that didn't want his kids going to, you know, to the school like in the jungle. People tend to forget that stuff or to say, well, he was younger. He didn't know any better back then. That's the way it was back then. So if that's the way it was back then, you know, in the 70s, when he was using those words, so why do we got to go back to the early 1800s when there was slavery? Why are white people today being blamed for slavery that happened 200 years ago? So, you know, these people just don't know what the frick they want. They just don't know what they want. What they want is a free ride, and that's what they get.
No, they know what they want, but they'll change the narrative to get what they want. Like 40, 50 years ago, Democrats were all about union jobs and union labor, you know, with UAW, CWA, IBEW, International Brotherhood of Teamsters, so on and so forth. But now it's all about illegal immigrants. But anyways, damn, already. Another show in the can for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop standing to remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.